The Minister of State in charge of public sector reform, Alhassan Azong, says government is embarking on a project dubbed the Centralized Services Portal to enable the public to have access to government services online. The portal, which is expected to be ready by the end of next month, would also enhance work at departments and agencies that handle driver's license, company registration, land documentation, and network services. Mr. Azong said this at the inauguration of a computer laboratory facility center at the Government Secretarial School in Accra. Here's a report by Sandra Danso and Rose Boateng.
The Ghana Secretarial School was established in 1952 to develop the capacity of secretarial staff in the civil service. However, it has become a challenge for the school to obtain additional equipment to realize its objective of training and upgrading the skills of its trainees. To this end, the French Embassy, in partnership with the Public Sector Reform Secretariat, has provided the school with an ICT center costing 120,000 Ghana cedis. The center has 28 computers and other accessories. The Minister of State in charge of public sector reforms, Alhassan Azong, described the gesture as laudable, as in line with government's vision of providing the enabling environment for effective technical and vocational education. This, he said, will help produce graduates who are capable of using knowledge and skills for national development. The deputy head of mission of the French Embassy, Bernard Botte, said secretaries play an important role in ensuring that public services are delivered effectively. He said the French government is ready to assist the secretarial school to expand its training performances. The principal of the school, Dominic Osei-Menu, said the facility will help sharpen the skills and competences of trainees for effective and efficient service delivery of government administration. He expressed gratitude to the donors for the kind gesture and promised to put in place measures to maintain the equipment for future generations to also benefit.
A report was filed by Sandra Danso and Rose Boateng.